You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.
What a strange world we live in. What a shame, oh, what a shame. Someone's always quarreling. Then marriage don't remain. Divorces by the thousands. Is this human race insane? I always thought that marriage should be a sacred thing. Married by the Bible, divorced by the law. Every day there's more and more, the worst I ever saw. Things have changed, they're not the same as the days of Ma and Pa. They were married by the Bible, no divorces by the law. Steps are often taken without thinking twice, and oft times there's a child or two who's left to pay the price. Those little hearts so innocent, they don't know who's to blame. No mom and dad to love them. What a shame, oh what a shame. Married by the Bible and divorced by the law. Every day there's more and more, the worst I ever saw. Things have changed, they're not the same as the days of Ma and Pa. They were married by the Bible and no divorces by the law. Married by the Bible, divorced by the law. Every day there's more and more, the worst I ever saw. Things have changed, they're not the same as the days of Ma and Pa. They were married by the Bible, no divorces by the law.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve here at EFR, and this is my 374th Word for Word show. That does not include the reruns. That's just the new ones. We're in the book of the Wisdom of Solomon in the Apocrypha. We left off at verse 14 in chapter 5. We will be taking up with verse 15 in chapter 5 of the Wisdom of Solomon. But before we do that, I want to give my website where you can get all my shows, Wake Up Call and Word for Word and Things for Sale and two seed line websites. It's all on there. www.pastor-steve.com. And that'll get you there. It's not interactive. There are no trolls, no comments. It's just for download and listening. Well, let's Let's get right into the wisdom of Solomon here. Let me change my glasses, put my reading glasses on for the fine print here. This is a New Revised Standard Version, and the print is not very large, so I need a different set of glasses for this. I've got three sets. Old age is not what it's cracked up to be. This is a section called The Reward of the Righteous. And we'll begin with verse 15 of chapter 5 of the Wisdom of Solomon. But the righteous live forever, and the reward is with Yahweh, the Most High takes care of them. Now, I have replaced the sacred name of Yahweh where it has the Lord. Now, in here, that has the Lord, meaning the Master, and that would be the Lord, okay? That would be fine. Or He, because this is translated from the Greek. All right, verse 16 of chapter 5. Therefore, they will receive a glorious crown and a beautiful diadem from the hand of Yahweh, because with His right hand He will cover them, and with His arm He will shield them. Verse 17. It has the Lord here, or He, as in the Greek. The Greek has He. Will take His zeal as His whole armor. In other words, put on the whole armor of God. And that you have a zeal for His house. Well, that's what He's talking about here. And will arm all creation to repel His enemies. Verse 18. He will put on righteousness as a breastplate, and wear impartial justice as a helmet. He will take holiness as an invincible shield. That's verse 19. Verse 20. And sharpen stern wrath for a sword. And creation will join with him to fight against his frenzied foes. Verse 21, shafts of lightning will fly with true aim, and will leap from the clouds to the target as from a well-drawn bow. Verse 22, and hailstones full of wrath will be hurled as from a catapult. The water of the sea will rage against them, and rivers will relentlessly overwhelm them. Verse 23. A mighty wind will rise against them, and like a tempest it will winnow them away. Lawlessness will lay waste the whole earth, and evil-doing will overturn the thrones of rulers. All right, verses 5, or chapter 5, verses 10 through 12, you can reference Proverbs 30, 19, and verses 17 through 23 in chapter 5, you can reference Ephesians 6, verses 11 through 17. And that ends chapter 5 of the Wisdom of Solomon. We are going into chapter 6. And the heading of this section says, Kings Should Seek Wisdom. Verse 1 of chapter 6. Listen, therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Verse 2. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes, and boast of many nations. Verse 3. For your dominion was given you from Yahweh, and your sovereignty from the Most High. Now, verse 3. You can reference Romans chapter 13, verse 1. That's the only note that I have for chapter 6. This is continuing verse 3. He will search out your works and inquire into your plans. That's the last chapter 3. Verse 4 of chapter 6. Verse 3. Man, I'll tell you. Verse 4 of chapter 6. Because as servants of his kingdom, you did not rule rightly or keep the law or walk according to the purpose of Elohim. Verse 5. This is what happens to bad kings. He will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. Verse 6 of chapter 6. For the lowliest may be pardoned in mercy, but the mighty will be mightily tested. Verse 7. For the Lord of all will not stand in awe of anyone or show deference to greatness, because he himself made both small and great, and he takes thought for all alike. Verse 8. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty. Verse 9. To you then, O monarchs, my words are directed, so that you may learn wisdom and not transgress. Verse 10. Of chapter 6. This is important. For they will be made holy who observe holy things in holiness, and those who have been taught them will find a defense. Verse 11 of chapter 6. Therefore, set your desire on my words, long for them, and you will be instructed. All right, now we're going to go back to wisdom here for these verses. describes wisdom, and it refers to wisdom in the feminine as her and she, etc., etc. Like you would seek a woman, okay? It's or describe a woman. That's how that he wrote this. This is a description of wisdom by Solomon. Verse 12 of chapter 6. Wisdom is radiant and unfading, and she is easily discerned by those who love her, and is found by those who seek her. Verse 13. She hastens to make herself known to those who desire her. Verse 14. One who rises early to seek her will have no difficulty, for she will be found sitting at the gate. Okay, and at the gate of the cities of the Hebrews, where were all the wise men sat to pass judgment. That's where all the elders were. They assembled at the gate and had discussion, and you could learn a lot by listening to them because they all had wisdom. So that's what Solomon is describing here. Verse 15 of chapter 6. To fix one's thought on her is perfect understanding, and one who is vigilant on her account will soon be free from care. Verse 16. Because she goes about seeking those worthy of her, and she graciously appears to them in their paths and meets them in every thought. This is wisdom. Okay, that's what he's describing. Verse 17. The beginning of wisdom is the most sincere desire for instruction, and concern for instruction is love of her. Verse 18. And love of her is the keeping of her laws, and giving heed to her laws is assurance of immortality. Verse 19. And immortality brings one near to Elohim. Verse 20. So the desire for wisdom leads to a kingdom. That would be the kingdom of Yahweh. Verse 21. And it goes back to Kings again. Therefore, if you delight in thrones and scepters, O monarchs over the peoples, honor wisdom so that you may reign forever. Verse 22. I will tell you what wisdom is and how she came to be. And I will hide no secrets from you, but I will trace her course from the beginning of creation, and make knowledge of her clear, and I will not pass by the truth. Verse 23. Nor will I travel in the company of sickly envy, for envy, or this, does not associate with wisdom. Verse 24. The multitude of the wise is the salvation of the world, and a sensible king is the stability ability of any people. Verse 25. Therefore, be instructed by my words, and you will profit. Well, a sensible king is the stability of any people. Have we had any sensible kings lately? Or have we had a great deal of lack of sensibility in our so-called rulers? What have we seen by the presidents and prime ministers and dictators and whatever else? What have they shown us lately? Have they shown good sense? Pardon me, but I certainly haven't seen it. Have you? Now we enter chapter 7 of the Wisdom of Solomon. And this has Solomon like other mortals. And he was, because in his latter days he lost his wisdom. This must have been written early on. And he went crazy over alien women. He let his kingship get the better of him and his position of power and wealth. And in his late days, Solomon was very foolish. So he had wisdom from Yahweh at the first and squandered it. What a shame. It's like America. We were a godly country at first. We were founded on godly principles, and then we got away from that, and now look at us. Verse 1 of chapter 7. I also am mortal, like everyone else, a descendant of the firstformed child of the earth. And in the womb of a mother, I was molded into flesh. Verse 2. Within the period of 10 months, compacted with blood from the seed of Adam, and the pleasure of marriage. Verse 3. And when I was born, I began to breathe the common air, and fell upon the kindred earth. My first sound was a cry, as is true of all. Verse 4. I was nursed with care in swaddling cloths. Verse 5. For no king has had a different beginning of existence. Verse 6. There is for all one entrance into life and one way out. Now we enter a section of chapter 7, Solomon's respect for wisdom. Okay. Again, it is referring to wisdom in the feminine sense, okay? Verse 7. Therefore I prayed, and understanding was given me. I called on Elohim, and the spirit of wisdom came to me. That's early on, before he went crazy over the babes, okay? Verse 8. I preferred her to scepters and thrones, and I accounted wealth as nothing in comparison with her. Verse 9. Neither did I liken to her any priceless gem, because all gold is but a little sand in her sight, and silver will be accounted as clay before her. Verse 10. I loved her more than health and beauty, and I chose to have her rather than light, because her radiance never ceases. That's pretty poetic. That's beautiful writing here. Verse 11 of chapter 7. All good things came to me along with her, and in her hands uncounted wealth. Verse 12. I rejoiced in them all because wisdom leads them. But I did not know that she was their mother. Verse 13. I learned without guile, and I impart without grudging. I do not hide her wealth. Verse 14. For it is an unfailing treasure for mortals. Those who get it obtain friendship with Elohim, commended for the gifts that come from instruction. Wow. Now is a section of chapter 7 where Solomon prays for wisdom. Verse 15. May Elohim grant me to speak with judgment and to have thoughts worthy of what I have received. For he is the guide even of wisdom and the corrector of the wise. Verse 16. For both we and our words are in his hand, as are all understanding and skill in crafts. Verse 17. For it is he who gave me unerring knowledge of what exists. Wow. Give glory to God, Solomon. That's what he's doing. To know the structure of the world and the activity of the elements. Verse 18. The beginning and end and middle of times, the alternation of the solstices and the changes of the seasons. Verse 19. The cycles of the year and the constellations of the stars. The Maseroth, okay. Verse 20. The natures of animals and the tempers of wild animals. The powers of spirits or winds. And the thoughts of human beings, the variety of plants, and the virtues of roots. Medicinal. Okay, medicinal properties. Verse 21. I learn both what is secret and what is manifest, for wisdom, for wisdom, the fashioner of all things, taught me. It changes in the middle of this verse 22, and this is the nature of wisdom. This is a continuation of verse 22. There is in her a spirit that is intelligent, holy, unique, manifold, subtle, mobile, clear, unpolluted, distinct, invulnerable, loving the good, keen, irresistible. Now we start verse 23. Beneficent, humane, steadfast, sure, free from anxiety, all-powerful, overseeing all, and penetrating through all spirits that are intelligent, pure, and altogether subtle. Verse 24. For wisdom is more mobile than any motion. Because of her pureness, she pervades and penetrates all things. Verse 25. For she is a breath of the power of Elohim, and a pure emanation of the glory of the Almighty. Therefore, nothing defiled gains entrance into her. Verse 26. For she is a reflection of eternal light, a spotless mirror of the working of Elohim, and an image of his goodness. This is all description of wisdom. Okay. Verse 27. Although she is but one, she can do all things. And while remaining in herself, she renews all things. In every generation, she passes into holy souls and makes them friends of Elohim and prophets. Verse 28. For Elohim loves nothing so much as the person who lives with wisdom. Pretty profound. Verse 29. She is more beautiful than the sun and excels every constellation of the stars. Compared with the light, she is found to be superior. Verse 30. For it is succeeded by the night, but against wisdom, evil does not prevail. Now this theme goes over into chapter 8. This is verse 1 of chapter 8. She reaches mightily from one end of the earth to the other, and she orders all things well. That's verse 1 of chapter 8. Now on chapter 7, verse 7, this is the only note. You can reference 1 Kings 3, verses 6 through 9. And the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verses 1 through 18. Continuing on in chapter 8 with verse 2, it begins a dissertation about Solomon's love for wisdom. Verse 2. I loved her and sought her from my youth. Pardon me for saying, I have to clean these glasses. I've got dust all over them. I'm having trouble reading. I desired to take her for my bride and became enamored of her beauty. Verse 3 of chapter 8. She glorifies her noble birth by living with Elohim, and the Lord of all loves her. Verse 4. For she is an initiate in the knowledge of Elohim and an associate in his works. Get a little drink here. Oh, that's good. Verse 5 of chapter 8. If riches are a desirable possession in life, what is richer than wisdom, the active cause of all things? Verse 6. And if understanding is effective, who more than she is fashioner of what exists? Verse 7. And if anyone loves righteousness, her labors are virtues. For she teaches self-control and prudence, justice and courage. Nothing in life is more profitable for mortals than these. Verse 8. And if anyone longs for wide experience, she knows the things of old and infers the things to come. She understands turns of speech and the solutions of riddles. She has foreknowledge of signs and wonders and of the outcome of seasons and times. Now we go into a little section in chapter 8. And the title of this section is Wisdom Indispensable to Rulers. Verse 9 of chapter 8. Therefore, I determined to take her to live with me, knowing that she would give me good counsel and encouragement in cares and grief. And verse 2 of chapter 8, you can reference, I'm going to have to turn the page here. You can reference Sirach chapter 15, verse 2. And verse 4 of chapter 8, you can reference Proverbs chapter 8. Verses 27 through 30, and verse 7 of chapter 8, you can reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 18. All right, here we are, verse 10 of chapter 8. Because of her, I shall have glory among the multitudes and honor in the presence of the elders, though I am young. Okay, so this was written early on in Solomon's rule. Okay, that's what I thought. Verse 11 of chapter 8. I shall be found keen in judgment, and in the sight of rulers I shall be admired. Verse 12. When I am silent, they will wait for me, and when I speak, they will give heed. if I speak at greater length, they will put their hands on their mouths. In other words, they're not going to interrupt him. Verse 13. Because of her, I shall have immortality and leave an everlasting remembrance to those who come after me. In other words, his writings and his wisdom are recounted today. Okay? Verse 14. I shall govern peoples, and nations will be subject to me. They were. Verse 15. Dread monarchs will be afraid of me when they hear of me. Among the people, I shall show myself capable and courageous in war. Verse 16 of chapter 8. When I enter my house, I shall find rest with her. For companionship with her has no bitterness, and life with her has no pain, but gladness and joy. Verse 17 of chapter 8. When I considered these things inwardly and pondered in my heart, that in kinship with wisdom there is immortality. Verse 18. And in friendship with her, pure delight, and in the labors of her hands, unfailing wealth, and in the experience of her company, understanding, and renown in sharing her words. I went about seeking how to get her for myself. Verse 19, and for verse 19 you can reference 4th Maccabees chapter 18 verse 23. Verse 19. As a child I was naturally gifted, and a good soul fell to my lot. Verse 20. Or rather, being good, I entered an undefiled body. Verse 21. But I perceived that I would not possess wisdom unless Elohim gave her to me. And it was a mark of insight to know whose gift she was, so I appealed to Yahweh and implored him, and with my whole heart I said. Now we go into chapter 9. This actually is supposed to be read without break, but I'm breaking it into chapters and verses because of the length of this dissertation. So this is Solomon's prayer for wisdom, beginning in chapter 9 with verse 1. O Elohim, this is what he said. That was the last verse of 8. I said, O Elohim of my ancestors and Lord of mercy, who have made all things by your word, verse 2, and by your wisdom have formed humankind to have dominion over the creatures you have made. Verse 3, and rule the world in holiness and righteousness, and pronounce judgment in uprightness of soul. Verse 4. Give me the wisdom that sits by your throne, and do not reject me from among your servants. Verse 5. For I am your servant, or slave in the Greek, the son of your serving girl, a man who is weak and short-lived, with little understanding of judgment and laws. Verse 6. For even one who is perfect among human beings will be regarded as nothing without the wisdom that comes from you. Verse 7. You have chosen me to be king of your people and to be judge over your sons and daughters. That's Israel, your people. Okay. Verse 8. You have given command to build a temple on your holy mountain and an altar in the city of your habitation, a copy of the holy tent that you prepared from the beginning. Solomon would build the temple. Okay. Verse 9. With you is wisdom, she who knows your works and was present when you made the world. She understands what is pleasing in your sight and what is right according to your commandments. And for verse 9, you can reference Proverbs chapter 8, verses 27 through 31. Verse 10. Send her forth from the holy heavens, and from the throne of your glory send her, that she may labor at my side, and that I may learn what is pleasing to you. Verse 11 of chapter 9. For she knows and understands all things, and she will guide me wisely in my actions and guard me with her glory. Verse 12. Then my works will be acceptable, and I shall judge your people justly. And she, or pardon me, and shall be worthy of the throne, or thrones, of my father. Verse 13. For who can learn the counsel of Elohim? Or who can discern what Yahweh wills? Verse 14. For the reasoning of mortals is worthless, and our designs are likely to fail. Verse 15. For a perishable body weighs down the soul, and this earthy tent burdens the thoughtful or anxious mind. There are two interpretations of the Greek. Some of these words have dual meanings. Verse 16. We can hardly guess at what is on earth And what is at hand we find with labor. But who has traced out what is in the heavens? Verse 17. Who has learned your counsel? Unless you have given wisdom and sent your Holy Spirit from on high. Verse 18. And thus the paths of those on earth were set right. And people were taught what pleases you and were saved by wisdom. Wow, that's the prayer. And chapter 9, the entire chapter, 1 through 18, you can reference 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 6 through 9. And the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 7. Now, I have about 9 minutes or less. I cannot, in all honesty, get chapter 10 done. I can't. It's just going to be too long. So I will stop at the end of chapter 9. We'll stop right here. And on Friday, I will take up in chapter 10. That will break it up quite nicely. I'm putting a little mark in here so I can know when to stop. This is really tremendous. I am very enthusiastic about this read. This goes right along with the other works of Solomon, his Proverbs, and other things that he wrote. And it also coincides with the other scriptures that they quote in here. We certainly lack. And I say we, I'm putting myself in with this, I'm not excluding myself like I'm some great guru or whatever. We lack wisdom today. It's a shame. We seem to make bad decisions. I got pulled out of my foolish life and started really studying the Word, and was teaching and ran afoul of the government, and the government tried to do me harm, and I defended myself. Therefore, I went to prison. I wasn't a criminal before. I wasn't a criminal during my prison sentence, and I'm not a criminal now, but I spent time in prison. Okay, all of the apostles, I'm in august company, all of the apostles were beheaded for teaching the truth. And all I had to do was serve a little prison sentence of 13 years. I was in for 13 years and 1 month out of a 15-year sentence. And as soon as I got out, Eli James picked me up and brought me to Kentucky And I'm back, and I'm teaching again. Okay, of course, I cannot have any firearms. And if they decide they're going to kick my door in and fill me full of holes, like they have done other people, don't say it isn't done, or that I have to do something to run afoul of them. All I have to do is tell the truth, because they can't stand the truth. But Yahweh extends his protection to those that serve him, especially in these days. I'm seeing it all over. These words have to get out, and Yahweh wants them out. Therefore, he's going to protect his servants, at least until the time when they have done his service, and I believe even after that. He is a loving father, after all. But we see a distinct lack of wisdom in our society today, especially in our governmental bodies. Doesn't matter what country, we are ruled by fools, it seems. They love war and destruction and ungodliness. So unless Yahweh shortens the time, no flesh will be saved, because they are working very hard here in 2018 to foment World War III. They're working double overtime. They really want it to end. The whole shooting match. They're crazy, is all I can say. Well, we will see what we will see. We will continue in chapter 10, and I will get that on Friday, the 27th. I'll probably record that today and have the whole week done. That way I can concentrate on a wake-up call for next week. I really enjoy these reads, and I hope you do too. I really do. Bear with me, I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version, but there are apocryphas online. You can find this information all over the place. This is not rare. It's just cut out of the main Bible. It used to be in the King James years ago, but they took it out. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and I'll talk to you again on Friday on the next Word for Word. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.